Cortina Faust has been trying to find a way to move out of Coatesville in Chester County for years.
The last straw was when my son was walking to school and got beat down by like five kids. He ended up with a neck brace and a broken ankle.
Faust relies on housing choice vouchers, formerly known as Section 8, to pay the rent, so moving to a better location is a struggle. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports on a regional effort to make that easier, as well as the roadblocks it's hit.
Let's start by stating the obvious. Quality schools, jobs, and wealth are not spread evenly over the map. Economic opportunity is just plain better in some towns, cities, and neighborhoods. The mother of four boys, Cortina Faust, says she was concerned about her son's prospects if they stayed in Coatesville. The city has a history of gang-related violence, and its schools are consistently on Pennsylvania's list of the lowest performers. After 10 years of putting her name into the hat, Faust received a Federal Housing Choice Voucher, or HCV, and ran with the opportunity.
I was calling the housing authority, and then finally, like I said, I just got on the bus and started walking. I was one of those eager persons. Did you find anything? Is there another list out?
After a lot of legwork, she found a place in Downingtown, only about a 15-minute drive from Coatesville, but far more affluent. Her two older sons are now in college, and she says she doesn't think she'd be in the same place if she hadn't moved.
I probably would be a very miserable, probably a mourning mom, because a lot of boys, my older boys' age, are either dead, selling drugs, or in jail.
Faust was resourceful, but she was also lucky. The first landlord she found to take her voucher in Downingtown just happened to be her son's football coach. The federal government has been trying to take luck out of the equation through what it calls mobility programs. Spurred on by advocates from a group called First Suburbs, Delaware, Montgomery, Chester, and Philadelphia counties landed a $500,000 grant to start a mobility program in 2012. The goal was modest. Start by moving about 50 people in the four counties from areas of high poverty to areas of lower poverty and more opportunity. Their new homes could either be in the same county or outside of it. Before it could get off the ground, however, that partnership collapsed, says Joel Johnson, executive director of the Montgomery County Housing Authority.
The PHA essentially kicked out Montgomery County, Delaware County.
Not so fast, says Kelvin Jeremiah, head of the Philadelphia Housing Authority.
To the extent that they were not particularly interested in participating, they were raising issues that prevented them from participating.
Montgomery and Delaware counties ended up on the outside. Affordable housing advocate and Norristown councilman Marlon Milner says that meant some of the areas with the highest need for a program like this couldn't participate.
Regardless of who did the shedding, the end result was that Norristown did get shut out.
In the end, only Chester and Philadelphia counties are a part of the program. Chester is a mix of rural and suburban areas and has the highest per capita income of any county in the state. Meanwhile, poverty rates can top 80% in some zip codes in Philly. Dale Gravett, executive director of the Housing Authority of Chester County, says the results were modest.
We had very few. It was like just a handful that actually moved here in Chester County.
Rents in Chester County are just too high to be affordable, even with the help of a voucher, he says. Kelvin Jeremiah, head of the Philadelphia Housing Authority, says his organization had facilitated about 65 moves to low-poverty areas so far. In both places, a much larger number of housing choice voucher holders are still living in places where poverty is higher than the surrounding neighborhoods. And when it comes to thinking about who gets opportunities, race is the elephant in the room, says Milner from Norristown.
It's no accident that Norristown has the largest percentage and numeric number of African Americans of any jurisdiction in Montgomery County, and at the same time has the largest number of HCVs. Right? It's not coincidental.
Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled disproportionately subsidizing housing in a way that results in segregation by race is unacceptable. Housing authorities are now on the hook to fix it, and mobility programs might be a key tool in solving that larger problem. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.